Planned Parenthood and Allies Complain Not One Question on Abortion in Democrat Debate. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 13, 2019. Planned Parenthood and its allies in the media are complaining that, yet again, Democrat candidates for president were not asked any questions about abortion during their third debate Thursday evening. The abortion industry giant took to Twitter to assert, there was not one question on reproductive health care. Despite the fact that the Trump admin has been relentless in its attacks on our nation's program for affordable birth control. Pro-abortion glamour referred to the debate as an almost tragic joke. Another marathon television event with hours of talk about health care, but no mention of abortion, birth control, Title X, or President Donald Trump's crusade against Planned Parenthood, wrote Molly Jongfost, particularly peeved that, despite considerable coverage of health care, not one candidate mentioned abortion. Jongfost expressed her belief that the reason abortion was not mentioned is because New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is out of the race for the White House. She wrote, "To be honest, I was never a Gillibrand fan. From the start there were other candidates I liked better. But I can also admit I found her grating and even a little unlikable. Which, sure, could be the internalized sexism talking. Regardless, last night it occurred to me that the only person who had even tried to center me to women's health care, sexual assault, paid leave, and those other denigrated women's issues in their campaign was Kirsten Gillibrand." Christy Hamrick, spokesperson for Students for Life of America, told Breitbart News the real debate about abortion is still ahead. The Democrat candidates have enjoyed slow-pitch questions from media for three debates in a row, she acknowledged, and added. But the fastball of the election is coming. The abortion extremism of the Democrat Party of abortion through all 9 months and with taxpayer funding is a loser with most voters. Maybe that is why they pretend they can ignore it. But a real debate is coming. Evangelist Dr. Elvita King, executive director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, also noted to Breitbart News that this third Democrat debate was held at Texas Southern University, one of the schools known as an HBCU, historically black colleges and universities. Democrats avoided abortion questions for fear of uncovering the dark eugenics/genocide agenda, she said regarding the issue's absence during the debate. I can't help wondering how the CBC will tie in demands for impeachment, more taxpayer funding for abortion providers, and abortion as a means of population control, with a platform that will unite and strengthen America. I also wonder how the CBC can continue to turn a blind eye to the black-on-black violence in our communities. How can they ignore the harm of race baiting while denying the truth? Racism is a socially engineered evil that can be conquered by God's love. We are not colorblind. Planned Parenthood retweeted a clip of an interview featuring Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, in which she, too, complained of no mention of abortion. Reproductive rights are under attack across our nation and it should have been discussed last night, the senator tweeted. Nevertheless, Harris herself never once squeezed in a mention of abortion rights while on the stage with her Democrat rivals, despite a long history of a cozy relationship with Planned Parenthood. One that is becoming increasingly recognized as the preliminary criminal hearing continues in San Francisco in the case of the video journalists who exposed Planned Parenthood's fetal tissue trafficking practices. The California Department of Justice agent, who was present during the raid on undercover journalist David Daleiden's home in 2016, testified Tuesday that Obama-era Attorney General Loretta Lynch sent a letter to Harris, who was then California Attorney General, requesting an investigation of Daleiden and his colleague, Sandra Merritt. Harris, who received thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood, authorized the raid and seizure of Daleiden's personal property, including his laptop. Subsequently, she initiated the criminal prosecution against both journalists. Special Agent Brian Cardwell brought up Lynch's letter when California Deputy Attorney General Jeanette Giron asked the agent about the initiation of the criminal proceedings against the two video journalists. Cardwell said he saw the letter in January, when the Attorney General's office provided a copy for the record. During cross-examination, Cardwell also told Daleiden's defense attorney that Beth Parker, primary attorney for Planned Parenthood in California, pressed Department of Justice agents to seize Daleiden's documents and recording equipment. In September 2016, Emails obtained by The Washington Times showed that Harris's office collaborated with Planned Parenthood to produce the legislation that targeted Daleiden and is now being used against him, The Times reported. The documents are another indication of Ms. Harris' close relationship with Planned Parenthood and call into question the impartiality of her ongoing investigation of Mr. Daleiden, legal experts said. The emails show Beth Parker, chief legal counsel for Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California, sending multiple drafts of AB 1671 to Jill Habig, who was at the time special counsel to the Attorney General. Attached is the language for AB 1671. Proposed amendments to Penal Code Section 632, Ms. Parker wrote in an email marked March 8. I look forward to your thoughts about this. Ms. Parker sent a revised draft of the legislation to Ms. Habig on March 16. Here's the rewrite of the videotape bill, she wrote. Let me know what you think. Habig later became deputy manager of Harris's U.S. Senate campaign, the website of which featured a petition asking voters to support and protect Planned Parenthood's federal funding.